Welcome back to the Press Box, and we're off of our vacation, and I have recruited back my great friend, the Hall of Famer, as I like to call him, because, you know why, Buzzy? Because you are a Hall of Famer.
Wow.
The Buzzman, Dave Buzzy Baker. Buzzy, I'm just glad I can get you back. I mean, you know, you've been recruited by the networks, that you know, by all the major thoroughbred operations, and finally I get you back here for maybe for a while here at the Press Box.
Well, I thought I was out. That's why I've been mucking stalls since the last time I heard from you. But, you know, it's good experience. We'll tell you that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by BristNet.com, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by the Exacta Systems, by Ellis Park, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Junior, we will span the wide, wide world of sports as it relates to thoroughbred racing today, and we will start off at the Spa for the race which carried the name of C.V. Sonny Whitney and then his bride, Mary Lou, the Whitney.
The grade one Whitney, what a race. And we're going to go from one Spa to another.
And yes, absolutely.
What I like to call the northern version of the Spa and then the southern version.
The Southern Spa. That's what I like to call it, too. Yes.
That's right. The grade one Whitney, Buzzman, is really, really an outstanding race. It really is a Breeders' Cup quality race. It has all the overtures of putting horses into the Breeders' Cup. Malinate on the main track there at Saratoga. And, you know, all the attention is going to really two horses. Fierceness, the number nine horse, trained by Todd Pletcher, ridden by Johnny V, the Hall of Famer Johnny V for the Ripoli Stable, coming off a second-place finish in the Metropolitan Mile, but over a sloppy track. And his arch-nemesis, I love using the word arch-nemesis.
Arch-nemesis. It sounds like an episode of Batman.
Number five, Sierra Leone, the winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic last year at Del Mar. He has raced twice this year, running third in the New Orleans Classic and run second in the Stephen Foster.
And Gina, if I am correct, this is a Breeders' Cup winning your in race, right?
It is for a fact. It is for a fact. So all the attention is going to these two, and I think there's a potential for an upset. But let's set it up really by looking at these two, because I think there's a disparity in both Fierceness and Sierra Leone here at the Graveyard of Champions, as they like to call Saratoga. Number nine, Fierceness, a son of City of Light, coming in, like I said, off the second in the Metropolitan Handicap to Raging Torrent. But that was over a sloppy track, and this horse just doesn't really like it wet. You know, the last time he caught a sloppy track in New York, he ran seventh in the Champaign, has only raced on fast tracks up until last out in a five-horse field, just could not, you know, just couldn't muster the close there in New York in that, well, here at Saratoga. He's raced at Saratoga, though, four times. He's had the three wins and then the second last time out. He loves this track. He has raced at this distance twice. He's won both times. Fierceness is definitely the horse to beat. I just think, you know, he comes in. He's going to be in prime condition off that race. He's a beaten favorite. Pletcher wins with 20% of the last 276 of those beaten favorites. And he's going to be a tough hombre to catch or put away, depending upon your running style or their running style in the Whitney. Fierceness is definitely at 9-5 morning line. Maybe hang around those odds. He may even drift up a little bit. Going to be in and around those odds. Sierra Leone, on the other hand, Buzzy, this race just doesn't set up for him. He's raced three times at Saratoga, never won. He's won the second once and third twice. He's a deep, deep closer, as we know. He's only beaten Fierceness once, and that was in the Breeders' Cup last year. Flavian Pratt, who was up for that particular ride that day, is back here. He's going to be riding. Pratt may be the best rider in the world right now, but Fierceness is a better horse than Sierra Leone. He just is. And even though I've got a lot of good friends that are connected to Sierra Leone, I just don't think Sierra Leone can put the run in. There are two horses that I think can threaten Fierceness in this one, and both of those I think offer a lot of value.
All right, tell me about them.
Well, the first one I'm going to go with, the bigger of the long shots, is Highland Falls. Highland Falls has been really going a lot more distance of ground, but he has a win at Saratoga. He's raced this distance three times. He has a win in 2 seconds, coming off a big win, just in an allowance race over at Belmont at Aqueduct in his last race, just kind of giving him a prep for this one. It was his first race this year for trainer Brad Cox. You remember that guy, Brad Cox?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Brad Cox. This one's owned by Godolphin Stables. Really a nice horse. His win at Saratoga came in a mile and a quarter. Jockey Club Gold Cup, he just ran away from him on that particular day. He's a very, very nice horse. I think he'll be coming at the end, probably more mid-pack, not as far back as Sierra Leone. And I do think he's got a shot, even though I think at a mile and a quarter, another eighth of a mile, he would be really tough to beat here. He's not going to get that extra eighth of a mile in this particular race. The horse I really think has a big shot pulling it off is Mind Frame. Another from the Pletcher barn, another owned by Ripoli, and that's interesting enough. But he's coming off a win in the Grade 1 Stephen Foster. He beat Sierra Leone, and, you know, he beat him by a length, but he just kind of he manhandled the field that day. He's now won three in a row in seven lifetime starts. He has five wins. He's only raced one other time at Saratoga. He did run in the Belmont Stakes in 2024. He was second to Dornock in that race. But Mind Frame, I think, is a much better four-year-old than he was as a three-year-old Buzzman. I think it's down between the two Ripolis, Mind Frame and Fierceness.
So how do you play him?
I'm going to box the one Mind Frame and the three Highland Falls, who's 8-1 in the morning line, and he could drift up the odds. He could be up there double digits, and Fierceness in the exactas. Hoping that, you know, Highland Falls can maybe get to him there at the end a little bit and get up for a second. Fierceness, obviously the horse to beat. Mind Frame is going to push him, and maybe they take a little out of each other, although Jose Gomez is getting the ride. Not
yes.
Irad Ortiz, Jose Gomez, who has won 6% of his mounts this year, 6% of 185 rides. Jose Gomez is supposed to ride Mind Frame. Don't know who Jose is. Bet he's a nice guy. He doesn't fit with this group of riders.
Well, you know who he is. He's old man Gomez's boy.
Well, you know, he's Gomez's son. Yeah, I mean, he's old, you know, Jose A. Gomez. Yeah,
old man Gomez's boy.
At Saratoga this meet, he's had 13 mounts. Give you a comparison. Jose Ortiz, who is on Skippy Longstocking, has 103
yes.
mounts.
Well, and there
the
you
way
go.
I figured, that's about 90 mounts more than Jose. So, you know, I mean, it just, I don't know if I can go with Jose up in
the I hear what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, you know, that I'm just now kind of noticing that Jose has drawn the mount here. And so, Fierceness, the horse to beat, I think the horse that will probably win. Probably, you know, the fact that Ripoli doesn't want to beat his big horse, he's put up Jose Gomez. But Luis Saez has got the ride on Highland Falls.
Okay.
And Highland
All right.
Falls may bring in some juice here in this, you know, some odds here in this race.
I love that. Okay, so quickly, let's turn our attention to the Southern Spa. Where love is in the air. In the Pucker Up Stakes.
The Pucker Up used to be up at Arlington, then moved over to Virginia, now has found a home at the old pea patch, as I like to call it, Ellis Park in rural West Kentucky, along the sleepy Ohio River that sometimes migrates up and becomes a real neighbor of the racetrack. But this race is an outstanding race. There's a big day at Ellis Park on Sunday. These races are on Sunday. So once you get your winnings from Saratoga on Saturday, and I have handicapped the Saturday card at Ellis Park as well. But once you have all your winnings, they have the Kentucky Downs Preview Day at
That's right.
Keller's Park on Sunday. So this is, make note of it, on Sunday, tune in to the spa at Ellis Park. And the Pucker Up is one of four stakes that is a preview for the Kentucky Downs big days of racing that are coming in September. The Pucker Up, a grade three Malinate for the fillies. And I really like two horses in this race. They're going to be low odds. There's the 10 horse Here for a Good Time.
Yes.
By Brendan Walsh. Here for a Good Time is coming off a third in the grade three Regret. That was end of May. Hadn't been out since then. Before that, won two in a row. One at Keeneland off the turf and then on the turf at Churchill Downs. Nice horse by Justify. One of the best, obviously, Trip Crown winner, but one of the best stallions in our game today. I'm of a Spikestown mare. Here for a Good Time on the outside to be ridden by Tyler Gaffleon. Note about Tyler Gaffleon, Buzz.
Yes.
Very quickly. Just got back from an injury. In his first seven rides at Ellis Park, he won five and was third once. The guy has come out of the off the bench with a lot of
love that.
But the horse that is going to be very difficult to beat. I think you the 3-1 morning line, you'll be lucky to get half those odds. But if you can, Destino D'Oro.
I knew that's where you were going.
You know why?
Brad Cox.
Brad Cox loves this horse. Trained for Steve Landers. They bought this filly at the OBS April sale a year ago down in Florida. For $185,000, she's already won over $200,000. This is was stakes placed as a 2-year-old in the Grade 2 Jessamine at Keeneland. Was off from October to June and came back, ran from last to first to win at Churchill Downs in an impressive. If you get a chance, go back and watch the video of that race, June 19th, Churchill Downs. Destino D'Oro came with, just like shot out of a cannon and rallied from last to first. This will be back into the stakes company. I think if she gets a pretty good run on them, Loon Machado, who rode that day, is up again. Loon Machado and Destino D'Oro, I think, pulls this win in the grade three Pucker Up at Ellis on Sunday.
And, of course, all of Gene's picks for Saratoga and for the Pea Patch. Ellis Park over the weekend. You can find them at the PressBoxLTS.com. Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Brisnet.com, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by the Exacta Systems, by Ellis Park, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean here is hoping you and yours have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And as always, may the Hoss be with you.
With you as well, my great friend. You know, we've got a lot of big ones coming up soon. We got the Travers up at Saratoga.
Yes.
We got, you know, Churchill and Kentucky Downs in September, all leading up to a big Keeneland in October and the Breeders' Cup that first week in November.
Look forward to it, my friend. Love you. Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. See you soon.
All right.
See you, brother.
See you, buddy.